My guest at this time is Brian Westbury, who is a former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee of Congress. He is now a chief economist for First Trust Advisors in the Chicago area of Illinois, and he is the author of It's Not As Bad As You Think. We want to get his thoughts on some of the competing tax plans from the Republican presidential candidates, namely his thoughts on Rick Perry's 2020 plan, essentially a flat tax officially proposed by the Texas governor today, and how that compares to the fabled 999 plan from Herman Cain. And time permitting, we'll also get his thoughts on the president's jobs agenda as well. And Brian, it's always good to have you with us.
Greg, it's always great to be with you.
Let's start with the Perry plan. He wants a flat rate of 20% for income taxes. He wants to reduce the corporate tax rate from about 35% also down to 20%. He would do away with capital gains taxes, dividend taxes, taxes on Social Security benefits. He's got folks like Steve Forbes on board with this, saying that a grossly complicated tax code would be radically simplified. The all-time goal of being able to file on a postcard would be within reach. I don't know how feasible it is politically, but what do you make of it in terms of economic policy?
Sure. You know, Greg, all of these plans, and we haven't yet talked, you haven't brought up Cain's plan, 999 plan, but the all of these plans are designed to move away from the system that the U.S. basically has constructed, over the last 200 years, really since 1913 when we first instituted an income tax. And the tax code has been used to kind of encourage certain kinds of behavior, move some people out of being taxed and others into being more heavily taxed. All of these plans are designed to become not only more fair and make it easier to file and pay taxes, but also by bringing tax rates down to benefit the economy by encouraging more savings and more investment and more work effort, and I think they all would do that. Anything that simplifies the tax code and brings tax rates down would be good for the economy, and it would help create jobs and growth and more investment over time.
And so simplification is something you warmly embrace. Flat tax in particular, a good idea?
Yeah, I think so. And there's going to be massive amounts of discussion about whether these, a 2020 or a 999 raise enough revenue or don't raise enough, or whether they're, they tax the middle income more than or less. And all of these things will have to be, kind of determined. It's when we get out all the income ladders and all the data that is available. But in the end, what really is equitable is that you pay the same share of income, then people that, in a sense, make more than others will pay more in taxes. But it really is fair, in a sense, that the tax rate stays the same no matter what income you make. Because one of the problems we have is that when incomes go up and tax rates go up, there is a disincentive at some point to working harder, investing, and growing things, because in essence we take more away from wealthier, from more successful companies. That in the end can actually discourage investment and success, and that's the last thing you want a tax code to do.
Brian, in terms of the Cain 999 plan, most of the discussion has been on the advocacy for a 9% national sales tax, with some saying a consumption tax is one of the fairest ways you can go, more of a fair tax approach. Cain would even say it's a stepping stone to a fair tax approach. Others say it's imposing a new tax that future Congresses could hike a whole lot higher in states with no state income tax. Some folks there would be perhaps seeing a whole lot more in their tax bill. So what do you make of the idea of a national sales tax?
You know, if I were starting a country from scratch, Greg, I probably would put in a national sales tax. The problem that we have is that we've had an income tax for all of these years. And so imagine you retired on the very same day we switched from a income tax to a sales tax. So you would have been taxed on all your income all your life, and now you're going to get taxed on all your spending as you spend your savings. So in essence, we would tax people when they earned it and then when they spent it. And I think that's unfair for people that are retiring very close to the time of the switchover. In essence, I do think it's a fair way to tax. One of the problems we have these days is we've made our tax code so progressive that that when we do get in economic problems, revenues to the government plummet. The biggest swings in income happen to the wealthy, not the less wealthy. And so when you have an income tax, what happens is government revenues soar during the great times, they plummet during the bad times, and having a kind of a value-added tax or a sales tax or a fair tax out there would make revenues to the government much more level, would make them less volatile over time. And that would be a good thing. I'm not opposed to Keynes' plan. I'm not opposed to Perry's plan. I think both of them would achieve the goal of making the tax code simpler and helping the economy.
Brian, the president is out west for much of this week, continuing to advocate for his jobs plan and even discussing some ways that he's implementing it without congressional approval. Still, the essentials are the same. He wants to extend payroll tax deductions. He wants to spend more on infrastructure. He wants to raise taxes on the wealthiest of Americans. It hasn't gotten a good reception from Republicans and, quite frankly, from a decent chunk of Democrats on the Hill. He's certainly continuing to stay with it. What do you make of it?
I said this when he first proposed it a couple of months ago. I'm saying it again today. This plan needs to go down. It needs to whimper off into the corner, and it needs to go away. None of these things are long-term job creators. The economy is not booming today, but it's no longer in danger. And in fact, I think the case can be made that the stimulus bill from back in early 2009 did not work. We have a deficit problem in this country. We need to cut spending. That's, I think, the best way to help the economy. So, in fact, I hope this plan continues to meet resistance from both Democrats and Republicans. That's, in effect, the best way to help the economy. I still believe that stimulus plans from the federal government are anti-stimulus, and the reason is that we have to borrow and tax every dime the government spends. And in other words, anything the government does to create a job costs a job somewhere else. And net, the bigger the government is, the less dynamic and the less beneficial economic growth is to the average American.
Brian, a lot to consider for folks out there. And the lines over tax policy clearly being drawn for whoever the Republican nominee is against the president next year. Sir, as always, a pleasure to have you with us. Thank you.
Thank you, Greg.
Brian Westbury, former chief economist for the Joint Economic Committee in Congress. He's now chief economist for First Trust Advisors in the Chicago area. He's also the author of It's Not As Bad As You Think. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.